Hey guys, you're welcome to another thrilling episode of the Squash Podcast with me, Bill. Hope you are doing good. It has been not so long. I spoke to you last week. We did talk about your love languages, how to love your partner in their own love language. How did that go? I want to hear your feedback. Did it work? Or you haven't started, or you're thinking about how to start? And for those of you that did not know what love languages were or is, I hope now you do know what it is. And yeah, I'm still a lover girl, but this whole thing, it get away today, which brings me to today's topic. It's a very emotional topic. It's piercing me in my soul. Anyways, today's topic is love is a scam. Do you think love is a scam? Why do you think love is a scam? This is what we're going to be talking about today. This thing called love, is it really all that, you know, is it worth the hype, or it's just a sad thing to be involved in? Well, stick around to the end of it, okay? Joining me on this topic, to squash this topic, is my main man, my personal person, one of my very old friends, Sage. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mabel. Your voice is sounding very fresh. Just, it's like I should just come and join you there or something. All right. Thank you for having me. It's joining you on your show.
Thank you for accepting my invite. Are you ready to talk about this?
Yes, I am. All right. So, would you want me to start, or you want to first of all start?
You can dive right into. Okay, first. Do you believe in love?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
Is it worth the hype?
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, when you find it, it's so beautiful and it's amazing, you know. And I think that is even part of the problem, how amazing love is, or how much it is worth the hype, is part of why it's a big issue.
How do you mean?
So, you know how they say love is blind, right? That is like one of the biggest problems with love, because when you love someone, all right, let me do like a, let's take it from the top now. Okay, so let's look at God first. Because he literally died, that's how far he went. Even with all our many issues and everything, he loves us so much that he doesn't pay attention to those things. All right, so same way as human, once we hit that sweet spot of love, it becomes really difficult to see practical that exist between you and the person you love. So once you hit that sweet spot of love, why they say love is blind is that you stop seeing things in terms of reality. You start seeing things in terms of belief and feeling. So for example, you can love someone truly when, if you look at it logically, this is not somebody you should, but because you are in love. You understand? So love, just somebody that is probably not even your spec, love will make you want to. Somebody that has math or dog, love love will make you forget. You will be kissing the person with the math or dog. You will be taking it in. And that's why you
I
see
just love
many
the
times,
fragrance. Like, I'm addicted to that particular, you know.
You they call her fragrance. Now other you they call fragrance. You see what love does. So love just has this serious drive that compels you, not even convince, compel. It compels you to forgo all facts, all reality. That's why, when I say love is a scam, I'm not saying it in the sense that there's no love or that love is not worth it. It is that it can really, truly. All right, so if you want to be with someone, you have to be aware of the fact that love can truly mislead you, so that you can open your eye. Because sometimes, you see, the craziest thing about love is that it is like Okay, me, I'm still in Nigeria. So NEPA, they like NEPA. If they come, if they go. You cannot predict it here. And it's not like in other places where you have 24/7 light. No, you cannot predict it. So one day you'll be in a relationship and then you just realize you're not feeling the love as much as you used to feel it.
Yeah.
So that when that happens, there will be like a click. And then your eyes will just open and you will start seeing the issues.
All the flaws.
Yeah. And you'll be like, and the person will be like, but I've been snoring since now. Since we started dating, every night I snore. How come is now that you're having an issue with it?
No, it's getting worse now. It's not.
Yeah. So, and then all of a sudden, it's now that you are having an issue with it. Since you were loving it, you were like, ah, it's my alarm. I just love the way it snores. It just gives me that. I know it's there. When it's snoring, I just know it's right there by my side. It just, if I wake up in the night, if I wake up in the night and I just hear that snore, I just know it's right there. Just very comfortable now. Yeah. You see? But now, the snore, you know, if it stay because the love has dropped. That happens. And so, if you don't pay attention to the key fundamental things that you need to be with somebody that you want out of life, that you want in a relationship, and you allow yourself to fall in love first, then you may not be able to see things clearly. And you will end up probably, not 100%, but most of the times, you will end up heartbroken. Because soon, you will start seeing those things. Love, the letter your eye will... Maybe after you guys, it may even be after you married. It may be after you've had kids. Then you will now realize that, so has this guy always been this dirty? And so this guy dirty since. So, I mean, all this while, you were in that euphoria. So that's the problem I have with it. The fact that it can mislead you and make you, you know, do things or accept things that are ordinarily not accept.
But then how do you stop it? Or how can you see? Because as you said, love is blind, yeah? When you are in it, you cannot advise yourself or tap yourself, oh, be conscious. No, you're falling for this. No, it's not supposed to be this way. It will be the best person to advise you then, like the person watching from outside. Meaning your friends that can advise you, but in your head is they're saying shit. They don't want your relationship to prosper. So how can you, the one inside, how can you be that aware and be like, oh, this is not supposed to be, that is not supposed to be? You said you have to check all these things before falling in love. But really, do we know when we start falling in love? Like, yeah.
Okay, it's a good question. All right, so I think that's like the big kicker when it comes to really love. Now, of course, you cannot control when you fall in love. You can meet somebody and immediately you fall in love, all right?
Mm.
But time reveals all things, all right? Time helps to reveal things. So, which is why I don't exactly recommend starting a relationship when you've not done friendship. Because while you are in love, if you're in love with somebody, you guys are not dating yet, your eyes still clear small. It's not as bad as when you guys start dating. So by that time, the love is still, because love grows. So it is still in the growing stage. When you start feeling, when you meet somebody, that initial one you feel is kind of like a euphoria, but it's still growing. So that period, what you need to do first as an adult that is interested in a relationship before you meet anybody, have a set list of what you want in a person. It shouldn't be just go do extreme, but have a clear list of the kind of life you want to have, the kind of marriage you want to have, the kind of relationship you want to have, and what kind of person fits into that idea. And be deliberate about crossing up the list. I know everybody is always doing, you know, let the heart lead, just follow your heart. But now there we take the jam rope. The best way is to leave your heart in one corner and in the words of Pastor Laju Irien, date intelligently. That's how she puts it. She has a book about it. So you date intelligently. So put love for one corner first and just say, okay, apart from love, what else is there? Apart from the feeling. So this is something that you have to deliberately do. You are the best person that can advise yourself. And as much as you're in love and everything and all of that, if you even tell people outside, they may not see it the way you that is inside is seeing it. So take, for example, I want to be with somebody who is Christian, for example. It no matter how we want to feel, it no matter how I feel about you, if that is not there, I know already that this is not there. I am aware. So I'm not going to let myself pursue it, because we cannot control who we love, when we love, or how we love, but we can control what we do about that love, about how we feel. Because even when you are with somebody, you will still feel some kind of emotions or feelings or attraction for other people. So if you allow love or your heart or your feelings to control your life, it means you will not even have a happy relationship, because there's no way you are. There's no body you want to be. You will see somebody that is specker than your spec. You will see somebody that will attract you. It will happen. So if you don't build self-control to curtail your feelings, to do it in such a way that your feelings don't control or who you be with or who you do, all right? Your feelings should not control that. If you can control, train yourself with that, it will help you, so that even after you start dating that person, when you start feeling any of other people, you know not to do anything about it, because you can control your feelings. So one of the things you need to do first before you think of love is to learn how to master yourself, be a mastery of yourself, know yourself, how to get true to yourself. If you will get lost. So you need to really know yourself. What do I need to do to clear my eye? This is before you fall in love. Am I the kind of person that I will need somebody to tell me? And you need to build a list or a set list of people who you know that you can trust their judgment in certain things. So if that's the way you are, if you are the kind of person that needs to do checklist, pros and cons, make sure you prepare that list. So study yourself, figure out how to control your feelings so that your feelings are not controlling you. Once you master that, then when you enter the relationship, because you cannot know everything before you start dating, if you guys are friends for a while, like as me and you, then if we decide today, you know, say normally we suppose don't marry, but things not come. But if we decide now, we've known each other for a while, and so many things will not be that much of a shock for us, all right? Because, you know, we're friends with any other person that has been your friend for a while. Many things will not be. So do friendship for a while, no rush. Do friendship for a while. Then, if possible, like 6 months, 1 year, 3 months, do that friendship. Talk and spend time with this person. Get to know this person. So that when you enter the relationship, by then you would have already checked out many of those characters. Ask them about their belief system. All right? Ask them what they think, all these scenarios. Like, what would you do if this happened, if this happened? Just talk to this person. You get to know them a little bit. And you can use that to be checking your list. You understand? So most of the work needs to be done before you start. Then continue up until, you know, during the relationship. So even when you date, still keep monitoring those things. Have a list and say, okay, I'm still checking. Understand that relationship is not do or die. It is to see if we can move to the next level. Okay.
First off, what you said. You said start with friendship and then progress to relationships, but
yes,
that's do you agree that a person as a friend and a person as your lover can be two different people? The way I'll act while I'm being friends with you, it's not the way I'll act when you are now my person. It's not like there's this 100% change, but the change is definitely there. So it's in as much as I dig the idea, yes, you should start the whole friendship thing, you get to know yourself and all that. But I still don't say it's like 100% if you start friends, it's going to work as, you know, when you guys are now together. Like, okay, because I want my relationship to work, whoever I'm going to date, we have to be friends for 6 months to 1 year probation period. And then during that time, it will help me to know each other. Then, okay, yes, our relationship will be peaceful and it will be all lovey-dovey because I know or I have an idea of, you know, what I want. I don't think the friendship thing, it's like, I just feel people change. You know,
well, you're correct. Nothing is 100% foolproof. That's why I said time reveals all things. What I said was, I did not say end there or finish there. Start there. In the friendship stage, certain things will be revealed. For example, you cannot start dating me now and you will now find out that I'm a Muslim, or you will now find out that I'm a tribalist. or a juju priest or something, that would be like a very drastic change. Do you understand? So there are certain things that you can find, you know, the friendship stage, especially when you do it right. When you do it like with an open mind, there are certain things you can find out, not all things. And then when you now enter the relationship stage, you are still, relationship is not marriage. Relationship is, we are checking to see if we are compatible to be in a relationship if you are trying to date the person. So inside relationship, you are still doing the work of checking and still getting to know them. In fact, till you die, you will still be getting to know people, because people are constantly changing. So during friendship, you will know some of the basic things, not all, but basic things. For example, while we are friends, I can ask you, 1, 5, you already told me 10. Since we have been friends for like 10 years, how many years, you don't say you want 10 children. Then I will now start dating you and that you will say you want 1 child. I mean, that's weird. That's a weird expectation. So there are some things that we figure out as friends, not all. Then when you start dating, you will keep seeing those things. So that's why I said, make a mental list or a physical list of what you want, what kind of life you want. Write it down. Don't just imagine it. Write it down. They say write the vision and make it plain. Right? Write it down. This is what I want out of my life. These are the goals I want. This is my vision for my life. This is the kind of marriage I want to have. By this age to this age, I want to have this. By this year to this year. It helps. It helps a lot. I'm serious. See, what it will do is one of two things. Either when you start dating the person, you will now find out this is not the person that works with what I'm looking for. Or this is the person that works. It's one of two things. And when it doesn't work, you should be okay with ending a relationship. Ending a relationship should not like really be like do or die. Because that's one of the problems with feelings. That's why I said love is a scam. It is because of the feelings in the relationship. That is why everybody is so heavy on, oh, how am I going to make it work? How am I going to make it work? If we take feelings aside and treat it like a business deal, and you will see that, you understand that it's not do or die. You enter the relationship, and as you said, you know the work. You and the guy don't date, when I don't date, and it's not working. You are looking at a relationship. You guys don't want the same things out of life. For example, now you start dating a guy, and the guy says that he doesn't want to have kids for the next 20 years. Of course, you don't say that one go end. You just, So there are things that you figure out as friends. 1, 2, you will figure out some other things while you are dating. So you will keep checking these things, and you will be checking. So of course, you don't have to be extremely rigid. You have to be flexible. You have to be willing to find the middle ground. So if you say, okay, maybe I want a child at the age of 25, and the guy say he wants at 27, maybe you guys can find a middle ground at 26, all right? So middle ground is okay, but not too much. So that's why I said love is a scam, in the sense that it will make you not pay attention to the issues. So how can you be an adult trying to date? You don't know what your red flag, your yellow flag, and your green flags are. That's a big problem. As an adult trying to date, you should know what your flags are. Red, yellow, green. Know what those flags are and be deliberate about it. Don't let your feelings... That's why I said first step is to learn how to control your emotions and your feelings. After you learn how to do that, then you can now switch to looking out for it and keep love in one corner. Once you already know that you love this person, put it in one corner and be deliberate about it. Highest, it no go work. And if you know work, it means say it no supposed work.
I think that it's hard, you know? It's not so easy to keep feelings in one side. Okay. You can very see hard. In situations where people have been dating for 8 years, 10 years, yeah, and you're just like, okay, they both know at this point, like, you know. It's not, there are a lot of cons than pros. How do you end it? How do you even begin to end it? Maybe like, how can I start over? Start again with what's your favorite color? Start again with this family knowing this family, this friend knowing this friend. It's not easy to put the feelings aside. I've given my everything.
I agree with you. It's very difficult, but when you look at the other side, so that's why I said you really need to study yourself and train yourself and have the right mindset going into a relationship. All right. So when you're in a relationship, even if it's 10 years, and you know for a fact that this is not going to work, when you look at the consequences of continuing on, marriage is not dating that you can just easily come out of. Even if we say, okay, you can divorce and all of that, once you are married and divorced, it's not easy, especially if you already have kids. You may not find somebody else again. It's very, very, very hard. Ordinary being older as a woman, it makes it harder to find somebody. Just that you are older, you are not even married before. Then you're not talking about being a single parent. The person, so it will be very difficult. You will affect your children, you will affect your life, you will affect your mental health. Like, the consequences are so much that the price of the hurts from the heartbreak, from ending it, from starting, the stress of starting all over and everything, will be worth it. When you consider it's just like, I had to take some injections some time ago, and me normally, I don't run injection. But when I considered what I was going through, I need that injection, I had to take it, you know? So, because when you look at what will happen if I don't take it, I could not walk, I could not do anything. I was really, really sick. Because before they reach injection, there's not be drug and injection. It means I was really, really sick. So me, normal, I said back in BIU University, when we were in university, I didn't do health clearance because they tried to stab me to collect blood. I ran away. I didn't do health clearance. I mean, no, I had to graduate. To tell you how much. But when I consider the consequence of not, I probably would, you know, like, if you want to think extreme, you can die. That was how bad it was. I had to, because so you look at marriage, I look at marriages where you look at marriage where, because of small, small issues, people, they fight, they break it, they kill people, they stab people. So getting it wrong is dangerous, that when you think about the consequences of getting it wrong, that's starting all over. That's what is your favorite color, you know, but
it will be the biggest problem.
Yeah, that's why the right mindset is very important. Of course, agreed, it will be very painful. You will cry. You feel like it will be very bad. But when you think of the consequences and what you stand to gain, what you stand to lose, it will help you feel better. So people need to stop with the mindset of, I spent so many years in this thing, let me just keep going. If you are on the wrong path, if, for example, now I want to go to another state and I'm on the road to another country, there is no way I can keep going on that place that will get me to where I'm going to. Once you are on the wrong path, the only course is to change direction, to change route. If you keep going down the wrong path, it cannot lead you to where you are supposed to go to. So as much as, I've spent so long here, is a very valid, you know, consideration, you also have to remove that, put it aside. It's better to start again than keep going down the wrong path.
I totally agree with you. Like, when I'm talking to my friends, I'd be like, I think I'm at this point where I'd rather have a broken relationship than have a broken marriage. It's better, no matter how strong the feeling is, it's better we end it here than you, okay, let me manage, and you take that to marriage and it will still be the same thing that you're fighting, the thing that made you want to break up that relationship, but still the same thing that would want to break you up when you get married. It's not like, yes, new problems do develop, but it's mostly the advancement of the foundational problem, if that English even makes sense. But whatever it is you're fighting, whatever it is you're fighting about while you guys were still dating, it will only manifest when you now get married.
Yeah, so it's
before the feelings expand or grow, when you already know, as Sage said, you already know, like, okay, ABCD is what I need in my life, and this person right now is not ticking those boxes. I love you and I know you love me too, but these are my requirements. Can you fulfill it or you cannot fulfill it? Me and you know you cannot fulfill it, and you are not ready to try and fulfill it. So before we make so many memories and your father now knows my father and my pastor knows your pastor, let us just go our separate ways. Because, you know, all the, you know, when you listen to one music, oh, me and Femi, we listen to this one when we are at the beach. Oh, that food, that's his favorite food. Oh, this fancy, let's see it. Those those memories. It's not easy. And as Sage said, to compromise is important, but compromise with wisdom.
Yeah.
In a sense, we all have what we want in life, what we want in relationships. And if this is so much, you know, your green flag, yellow flag, red flag, and okay, he's 10, there are 10 things on the list, and he's ticking 7, or she's ticking 7 things out of that list. Now the remaining 3, and in your head you're like, it's just 3. The pros are more than the cons. Those 3, are you willing to compromise on them, or they surpass the 7?
Yeah.
Because like this my partner is very good. Oh, he's heaven sent. God sent him specially for me. But this one problem that I have will make every other good thing rubbish.
Yeah, one is enough. Because exactly. I mean, there are some things that are just so bad. Maybe the guy is so great, he check all the bosses, but he defeat you. One is enough. Or anytime you press, he could default for. War or slap everywhere, they break things. One is enough.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be the physical. Or okay, we're talking about the guy and the girl now. We're talking about the guy's attitude, the one that would, you know, ruin the box. Say the girl does not have home training. Let's put it like that.
That's 2 seconds. Just slap you. 2 seconds. Special for you. You are very useless man. You cannot
see, and people will be like, but it's just one. I don't have an issue with it being just one. Me as a personal, I don't have an issue with it being just one. But are you willing to change that one? Is there going to be any kind of change, or it's like it's set? Jigger, are you okay? It's just like a man's deal breaker can be, oh, she doesn't know how to cook. I can't get married to a woman that doesn't know how to cook. You now, as a lady, are you going to learn how to cook, or you have made it your life mandate that I will never cook nothing? Jigger.
Yeah.
Can you now see the difference? Yes. I will learn how to cook. I can watch YouTube videos. We can get personal chef that will teach me how to cook. Okay, I can now compromise on that. But then again, a lot of people will still say, I don't want anybody to manage me. If you don't want me and you cannot accept me the way I am, then just go. That's why I say this love thing is scam. Because there is no perfect rule to follow when it comes to relationships, love, and all of those. There is no guideline. There is no direction. You're just doing it the way I taste crashing and so you take duam, which makes it shitty. And as we said in the beginning, when we're seeing how perfect people so hype love, like this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to feel. And then when yours is not feeling that way, then something is wrong.
Expectations from other people is what many people are using to judge their own relationship, and it's just crazy, which is why I said one of the key things you need to do as an adult is to know yourself, know what you want, know what you want out of your life, know what you want from somebody. Leave everybody else. Your ideas may sound really crazy, but it is yours. Know it and know it well, so that you don't use what other people are doing to judge your own. So because your friend's boyfriend does this, doesn't mean your own boyfriend has to do it. So as I was saying about the flags, red flag, yellow flag, green flag. Red flag is if I see it, I run. Green flag, yellow flag is if I see it, we can either compromise or we can work on it. Green flag is, yes, this is what I'm looking for. So if you see those red, whether it's one, whether it's two, anything that falls in your red should be, if I see it, I run. So there are some of those things that me personally, I have a few, not much, but a few. If I see that, I will just run. If I see some that...
long ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's not long ago.
Okay, If it, okay, give us some of, give us like three of your red, three of your yellow, and three of your green.
Okay, green, we have same faith. We believe in the same thing, we believe in God, we believe in the same thing. We are willing to attend church together because I want my family, all of us with the kids, going to one church, believing the same thing. So the same belief system should be in the house, not okay. When I want to talk to my children about God, the one I will say will be different from the one she will say. No. Okay. We need to agree to be on the same space spiritually. Then green, funny enough, I don't even know many of them, but red flag, if we disagree on so many things,
green, the most important one, you don't know many of
them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd like when I say keep a list, most of the time my list is more about what I run from, because most I can accept most things, but the ones that I run from, that one I know where I know that. Okay. I mean, if we don't agree spiritually first, we go wrong. Two, if we're always fighting and having issues, I don't care how much I love you, if we're always fighting and having issues and always disagreeing about almost everything, like almost every topic that comes up about, I'm not talking about play things or like arguing about who is the best actor, actress, no. I'm talking about fundamental things like, okay, how many kids do we want? How do we want to raise our kids? How do we want to handle finance? All those things. If we don't agree on many of those things, even if we are willing to compromise, I don't want somebody who will have to change themselves so much to be with me. And I don't have to change so much, because if they change so much, because some people are so willing to compromise and stuff, they will change and change. They will say, okay, they will just keep at, oh, you don't want this. Okay, I will adjust. I will adjust. You will not know yourself again. And then when the love
starts clearing,
you now realize, who am I? And then you start saying, I don't recognize myself anymore in this relationship. So I don't want to be with somebody who is violent. If you are violent, you know, fight, any small thing, you don't, they insult my life, they swear for me, everything, they attack me, run, I'm done, I'm not doing that. Then I will run away from somebody who is not financially disciplined. All those people that small money will touch your hand, you don't go buy wig, you don't go buy a new phone, you don't go buy this, you don't, like, some, a lot of ladies are really like that, like, have no value and understanding for money. And then I think lastly, there will be, if your belief system is very out there, your mentality, the kind of person you are, the kind of things that you think is okay. For example, now you tell me you are okay with a Yahoo boy, you can date a Yahoo boy. Of course, I mean, we're not going to be together, because anybody who is okay with a criminal is also a criminal. That's just how it is. So I know those ones. Then I know anything else that comes that we can work on is in the yellow, but I don't really say, for example, now things like, there are some things that have range. For example, how many kids do I want to have? Maybe 1 to 2 or 1 to 3. Anyone we can negotiate, whichever one, however I fall. Which side of bed do you want to sleep on? What kind of food do you like to eat? Things like food, movies. You know, there are some of those things that are just, we can negotiate and find what we both like. All right. Or find how to respect each other, to allow each other to do their own thing. But as long as it's not too much. As long as it's not too much. So, you know, you still say no plenty. You know plenty.
Yeah, you know plenty. Mm-hmm. I believe it's not plenty at all.
These are just like the basic things. I mean, the basic things that you should be looking out for in anybody you're with. Belief system. They believe the same things with you. Do they agree to the same things with you? Are they violent? Some people will look for, are they faithful, or now will they sleep around? And that, I don't really worry about that so much. But
what do you mean you don't worry about that too much?
Well, because I feel like it's not something you can exactly control. So I don't, like, there's no litmus test to know, to be looking out for whether he will cheat on you or not. It is until it happens.
Mm-mm. So, but if you are saying, starting as friends, okay, me and you, we've known for what, for how many years? More than, I'll say 7, 8.
Yeah, so that would be like, know, like 2018, 18 or 19.
No, that was in BIA now, that's 2016. So we already know how each other, how we behave in relationships. You already know. I already know if you are a faithful person in your relationship, or if I'm a faithful person in my relationship. So,
what if I did not tell you?
Dude, we're friends, right? Okay, if you don't tell, that's not different. But then again, aside from saying, there are just comments and there are behavioral kinikon that you observe when this person, you know definitely that this person has a partner, but there are still some words that throw around. They're like, see how that babe looks. Oh, I wish this. Oh, I wish that. Oh, and you're like, that one, this one, the eye does not stay one place. So you already know definitely. Mm. I think for me, that's the red though. That one is in the red.
Yes, it's in the red, of course, but I'm just saying I don't worry about it so much because you could also find people that are just silly in what they say and all of that, but there's no follow through. So most time, why I don't worry about it is it will have to happen for me to, you know, have a reaction.
Yeah, for you to know how you're
if you do that, if you do that, in the red means I will run. It's in the red, but I just don't worry about it so much because while we are being friends, I may not be able to, you know, see those things. So when I'm looking out for before I date you or when we start dating, I'm looking out for things I can see and spot. So yeah, that's the realistic ones. Because if you put that as part of the things you are looking out for, you will start chasing because you are so worried about it. You start overthinking things, and you know, if you are looking out for it, you will be overthinking
you'll
things.
See,
and
definitely.
All that.
What you're looking for, you actually see it.
So I just try to avoid those things. So yeah, I believe that love is not like technically supposed to be a scam, but the fact that it can mislead you and make you forget to look out for things you are supposed to look out for is the big scam. Is why you don't depend on love to decide whether you should be with somebody or not. Of course, the love should be there. If it's not there, then that's not okay. But if it's there, there's other more important things than love. Because if they come, if they go. It is those fundamentals that will keep you when the love don't drop.
I was speaking to a friend of mine about this, like, I don't think a relationship should be centered on just love. And he was like, no, love covered everything. Love is like the main thing. But I'm like, when you're not feeling it, when you piss me off and I'm not loving you today, I'm not loving you tomorrow, what happens then? Does it end? Because I'm not feeling in a lovey-dovey way right now. What?
Yeah. That's why many relationships are ending anyhow, because all they have is love. And so once you do anything that makes them not feel that love, which is why if the guy is not giving you enough attention once in a while, not that he's even doing it all the time, maybe something happens and he's not present for, you know, like a minute, and then they will quickly jump into the arms of another person because all they are there for is that love. That's the only thing they have in common with each other. And so whenever it drops a little bit or they are not feeling it a little bit, they're already trying to leave the relationship. So
yeah. I think it takes more than that for a relationship to work. When you're not feeling, you know, all lovey-dovish and shit, still be around. Except there's another thing driving you, Sha. But, you know, it takes more than love to be in a relationship. What do you guys want? What do you want? Just love to the entire person.
And let me just put this out there before we round up. Sex is also not a good litmus test. Let me just make that clear, because sadly, so many young people, that is like one of the key things they check out for. Whether it's Sabi do, it's Sabi give me, no Sabi give me. Sex is a very terrible litmus test. In fact, anything that can be learned, anything, skill, like how, whether the person Sabi cook well, the question is, can they learn how to cook better? Whether the person Sabi clean or not, can they learn how to do it better? Sex is learned. Of course, there is the compatibility issue. That's, I'm giving you a topic for another day, sexual compatibility for relationship. So that's, you know, that's another thing. But that, apart from that whole compatibility thing, it is not a good litmus test. The sex can be the greatest, but if it not go work. So we need to stop looking at, not they need to, because I don't do all this. They need to stop looking at
that. I think why our generation have turned that to a litmus test is, we've heard a lot of stories on social media where people, I think I even saw one, was it yesterday or the day before? I think it was a skit though. But she was like, two of them, they're keeping themselves till marriage, you know, they love each other and all of those, till marriage. And, you know, when it was the night to do and undo, the lady found out that, this is not what she signed up for. In a sense, it wasn't working. Like, you know, they move. And that one, where will you learn? What are you learning?
That's, That's additional. That one know the work. So of course, before you get married, you are supposed to, and I say we know they do things right. You are supposed to do tests. So you guys will go and do tests. They will check, do all those sperm count, check if the apparatus then they work, check all those things. You are supposed to, there's the couples test, marital test. You're supposed to do all those tests. And in that,
SFA, they check whether we don't believe in those tests. We believe in practical tests, not chemical tests.
And you see the problem is practical kind of euphoria that love has. So this is like a very big topic for you to address later. Sex has the same kind of euphoria that love has. Sex, same attachments and the same feelings that love can give you. So many times, you see many people in relationship for years because the way the guy they handle them, they never received that kind of thing before for their life. They don't try other guys and never finish like that. So they will even marry. Many guys will marry a girl that knows how to give them well. So it's like a very big litmus test for many of them, and it's very bad because it will give you the, it has the same effect that love has. All right, at some point, sex will tie on. When I go do it, will tie on.
You know, I would give the response that 80% of the people listening to this would give, which is no be you go tell me what I want to do. So this is where we're going to end. So I'm going to end today's episode. It has been a long one. So guys, love, feel free to love, fall in love, be loved, experience love in all its glory and all of those, but be careful, be reasonable, use your brain,
shine your eye.
Exactly, shine your eye. Your heart will mislead you 80% of the time. But your brain, this is, my mother would say, honey, open your eye, use your brain. If you're not the one in this, what advice would you give another person? So it's when some things are happening, pull yourself out of that and be like, okay, I'm the third party in this. What advice would I give if my friend was in this? And give yourself that advice. You know, it works. For me, it does work. Anyways, Sage, thank you so very much for giving us your wisdom, for sharing your knowledge with us.
You're welcome. Sorry, you had me. You're welcome.
Making you feel like one old wise man.
You know that? I feel like I might go buy Mike Nassif.
Guys, I will talk to you next week. I remain your lover girl, Mabel Benita. Keep safe. Bye.